Abortion rights advocates say this weekend's rally is part of an ongoing effort to defend the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. Kelda Helen Royce is the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. She says the recent passage of a law granting legal rights to a fetus is part of an increasing threat to women's reproductive rights. She says most women marching this weekend agree that the best way to counter that threat is to elect a new president.
This march is an opportunity for us to stand up, get together, make our voices heard, and really create a momentum that is going to lead through November until we elect a pro-choice president in John Kerry.
Another goal of this Sunday's abortion rights march is to build support for three federal lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the ban on so-called partial birth abortion. Abortion opponents say keeping President Bush in office is crucial for their efforts to protect the recently passed abortion restrictions and eventually reverse the Roe v. Wade decision. Barbara Lyons is the director of Pro-Life Wisconsin.
We need a president who is disposed to nominating justices for the Supreme Court and other judicial branches that recognize that the purpose of the judicial branch is to interpret law, not to make law, as was done in Roe v. Wade.
Abortion opponents say they're not planning any counter-demonstrations during the Sunday march in Washington. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.